Hello and welcome back to Let's Play Manamon Part 18. And if you remember from last time, Cage owned us. We got caged. And so we had to do some work. And we've done that work, and I'd like to show you what I've got here.
So let's
take a look at my party. I have an Airwar. He is,
Electric and standard type.
An electric and standard type. You'll remember him from the fight in the second stadium. Sorry if my microphone is, if you're getting some breath noise like that. Had to move the little pop filter back a little bit. So we have him.
Lunas.
We have a Lunas. You'll remember the Lunas from earlier. I was not using him properly. I also got him leveled up a little bit. He's a level 28, I believe, or 27. One of those.
Lunas is level 28.
28. Okay, and Airwire is 28. Then we have my Lonar.
Lonar is level 28.
And he's 28. So all three of these are level 28. These will be more than enough to take care of what we need to take care of. My Lunas now has a couple shields. I'm not planning on using them. I think my team will be okay. I'm not really overly concerned. I am a little concerned because I know later coming up I'm going to be really mismatched against the city, but you know, we'll deal with it when we get there. So I want to show you guys something I missed.
Select an option.
And what I missed, we're back here on the second floor of the Fire Mountain or whatever it's called. Hot Crater or wherever we are.
Location, Mount Cinder.
Oh, Mount Cinder. Okay. So we have this guy that will heal us. I'm going to right away use an encounter down. I will tell you guys, I made a bunch of money and bought like 10 more of these encounter downs. Oh.
Your man, would you like, there you go.
Heal them. Thank you. All right, so we're going to head down here. Now, I totally missed. And I just didn't hear it in my headphones. Keep in mind, my right ear is the bad ear. But I missed this.
Liam found this large ointment. Liam
so, not huge, but, you know, you might need it one day. So take it. So let's go and head back to the fight with Cage. Now, I do want to kind of, now that I've got a minute to talk to you guys, I'm still on the fence about Patreon. And the way that Patreon works is, oh, God. Well, that's not how Patreon works. You know, I'm going to go back. How about we clear this fire first, and then we'll talk about Patreon. God.
Your man, would you like me?
Yes, please heal them. Thank you. So, Patreon is a way that you guys can help support the channel with a monetary donation. I do understand that I am running ads. I don't know if you guys have seen them. And apologies if they are annoying. But I am trying to make some money on this channel. As you guys know, I'm not working right now. And a big part of that is because of my ears. And I don't want to, you know, make the updates too personal, but I am in the process of getting hearing aids. So that's cool, I guess. But I am trying to monetize this channel a little bit, and so I'd really appreciate it. I mean, if you guys are interested in donating, please let me know in this video. I'm not going to put in the effort if people don't want to do it, and I don't expect you to either. So please don't feel that it's something you have to do. Can I go this way? There we go. But if you can help me, that would be awesome.
Encounter down.
So I kind of just wanted to talk about that a little bit. All right, third floor.
Mount Cinder F3.
So that's kind of what's going on with Patreon. Still working on Super Liam. I don't know where I want to take the bonus video, so maybe we'll come back to that later. I will give you guys an extra video of stuff, but I can do it later. I do want to pick another side project. I'm going out of town this week, so I'm going to try and get a bunch of Manamon videos up for you guys, and we'll figure out a side project. And maybe what we'll do is if we do Patreon and you guys are really interested in helping, I'll let you guys pick. I'll let the Patreon members pick the next side project. The problem is, you know, there's not a lot of games to do, so I can't be like, here's a list of 20 games, pick one. But I do want to do Patreon because if you guys donate, I can get equipment to do console games. I would love to play some PS1 games. I'd love to do some Xbox games.
Select cat option.
And to do that, I kind of need a little extra money to buy a video capture card. I need a better graphics card in this machine. It's running a GeForce 210, which is not acceptable whatsoever. I mean, it's an older machine. I got it in like 2011, but still, I mean,
exit game, save game.
Ugh. All right, so we're going to save our game just in case we die. And, you know, I saved it there. We got to go back around.
Encounter down. Encounter down.
There's another encounter down. I have a gazillion of these stupid things. There we go. We got to go around like that. There we go. So we go through the hallway. And now I'm going to save.
Select option. Unknown. Exit game. Save game. Game saved. Select an option. I feel uneasy for some reason.
Yep.
It's probably just seeing the Shadow Warrior guys again.
Yeah.
Are you ready to proceed? Yes.
Yes, I'm ready to proceed. And I'm going to go right up. And remember, we just go straight forward. We don't mess around. Can I save right here?
Select cancel option. Unknown. Exit game. Save game.
Yeah, let's save right here. Oh, within 3 steps.
All right, the familiar voice of steps in front of me.
We've seen this cutscene. If you've missed it, go back and watch part 17. We're skipping it, okay? So we're just going to do this fight. We're fighting Cage. Here we go.
Shadow Administrator Cage has challenged you to a battle. Cage sent out a mortal.
All right, so my Morgul is going to... His Morgul is going to... I didn't want to do that.
Select an action for Ilar. Attack. Inventory. Switch Manaman. Select Lunas. What do you...
I really wanted to put Lunas on top. Now watch, he's going to get a free shot. Oh, he's going to stifle me. Damn it.
Select choose a move. Quicken. Snap divine barrier. Holy.
But that's okay, because I'm going
divine
to
protection.
Throw
Lunas.
This.
A wall of energy has formed. Foe Mortal used spell duggery. Foe Mortal has dealt 24 damage to Lunas. Select
and
choose a move.
I'm
divine barrier.
Throw
Holy.
Lunas. This.
A wall of energy has formed.
All right, cool.
Foe Mortal used horrify.
You're gonna horrify me. That's
Lunas
kind of annoying.
Select the choose a move. Quicken. Standard. Holy life. Holy water. Holy and divine protection. Holy divine bear. Quicken. Standard.
So
Lunas is too horrified to attack. Foe Mortal used bone kick. Critical. Foe Mortal has dealt 33 damage to Lunas. Lunas's special attacks are no longer stifled.
Okay,
select the choose a move. Quicken. Standard. Holy light. Holy special effect. Lunas used. Lunas has dealt 36 damage to Foe Mortal. Foe Mortal used stifle.
Oh God.
Lunas's special attacks are stifled. Select an action for Lunas.
Attack.
Inventory. Switch Manaman.
You know,
select the Manaman to subs Lunar.
I'm gonna just
Spireal,
swap
V5,
you
critical,
out.
Cancel. Erwar. What do you... Go, Erwar.
And send you in. Maybe you
Foe
can...
Foe Mortal used spell duggery. The attack missed.
Do something.
Divine protection's effect phase.
Yeah.
Select and choose a move. Spark and Tail. Erwar used Spark and Tail. Erwar has dealt 50 damage
good.
To Foe Mortal. Foe Mortal has been defeated. Erwar gained 487 experience points. Lunas gained 325 experience points. Shadow Administrator Cage is about to summon Zintra.
No.
Cage sent out a Zintra.
I should be able to one-hit these guys.
Divine barriers effect phase.
Yeah,
select
yeah,
an action for
Ilar.
Attack.
I should be able to one-hit these guys with my move here.
Choose a Ilar used.
So let's use Sparking Tail.
Ilar has dealt 150 damage to Foe's Zintra. Foe's Zintra has been defeated.
Nice.
Ilar gained 734 experience points. Shadow Administrator Cage is about to summon Spireal. Do you want Mo?
No.
Cage sent out a Spireal. Select choose a Erwar. Erwar has dealt 123 damage to Foe Spireal. Foe Spireal has been defeated.
I think Erwar I'm going to leave Erwar.
Shadow Administrator Cage is Mo. Yes.
For this last one, I could have used my Lunas.
Select
but I think we're just
Erwar.
Gonna... No.
Cage sent out a desist.
I think you can take the desist.
Select an action for Erwar.
Is it
attack.
A desist?
Foe desist.
Deceased.
Deceased. Okay, thank you.
Select
it's
an action
a deceased.
For attack, choose a move.
So I think
spark
this deceased.
Erwar used spark and tail. Erwar has dealt 41 damage to Foe desist. Foe desist used ice cutter.
This might kill me.
Foe desist
has dealt
30 damage to Erwar.
Oh, I won.
Select a choose.
I
Erwar
got
used
this.
Spark and tail. Erwar has dealt 42 damage to Foe desist. Foe desist has been defeated.
And
Erwar gained
978
experience
points. I could
have
done a whole fight. With Erwar.
Erwar has increased to level 29. Health has increased by 3, strength by 2, defense by 2,
so...
magic attack by 2, magic defense by 1, and speed by 2. Erwar now has 5 training points after gaining 5 training points. Shadow
That's
Administrator Cage defeated. You horrible, horrible little brat. I should jump from the top of this mountain. I should.
Yes. You know, I really would like it if you would. If you don't mind.
Obtained 852 gold. Don't be stupid, Cage. Octoroth sneered.
Yeah, don't be stupid, Cage. Because you're stupid.
Why jump off of a mountain after mission success? You were only meant to weaken him and ensure he didn't, do anything stupid to try and get his backpack. Well, actually, Brat, you can have your backpack, here. He threw my bag off the top of the mountain.
Hey!
And now you can be reunited. He tried to push me off the mountain, but I was prepared for him. I dodged out of the way, and a look of terror filled his eyes in a moment of uncertainty as his balance began to falter.
Push him, push him!
Cage ran up and grabbed Dr. Ra's arm, preventing the Shadow Warrior leader from losing his balance and falling to his death.
Damn it. Damn you, Cage. You're a jerk, you know that? Jerk.
What did you want from my bag? I shouted at him. You said something about a pendant when I first saw you on this volcano. You wanted my Irod pendant, didn't you? Why? Dr. Ra sneered. For a purpose much greater than you could ever comprehend, he laughed softly. Octoroth's eyes gleamed with a sudden sadistic light. And you know who told me you had it? Octoroth said, the sadistic enjoyment displayed on his eyes just as evident in his elated tone.
I don't know who.
Do you know who told me you had the pendant? Do you know who betrayed you? I did know. Only one other person in the world knew I had the pendant. My heart fell into my stomach.
Uh-oh.
My father, I whispered hoarsely.
Oh, snap.
Your father, Octoroth affirmed, his face split with a smile so genuine and cruel.
And now he pushed me off the edge. Well, that sucked.
While I was distracted from the horrific news, Octoroth pushed me off the mountain. I fell down, 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 down. Down, 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 down. Ow.
Oh.
By all rights, the fall should have killed me. My journey should have ended there. But somehow, by some miracle which, at that time, I had no interest in questioning, I had survived with barely a scratch on me. My back and backside were bruised a bit by some rocks on the sandy ground, but all things considered, I was unscathed. Pressing my hand against the small amounts of blood coming from my mid-back, I looked around to try and determine where I was. Some sort of beach, certainly. With a yell of jubilation, I laid eyes on my bag. Like me, I could barely observe a rip in the thing. I wondered if one of my manamen could have possibly helped cause these two seemingly miraculous occurrences. I couldn't see how, though. And now the immediate danger was past, I started thinking the thoughts which had distracted me on Mount Cinder. My father. My father. I began to walk while thinking.
Okay, so now we are on...
Location, Sandcot Beach.
Sandcot Beach. And, I don't think we can use the copter right now, can we?
Pocket copter. Where would you like to fly to? Sirit City. Avalet City.
Oh, we can! Oh, so we don't want to use that. Don't use that because then you gotta go all the way through the volcano. So, let's kind of explore this area. Oh, look at that item.
Liam found an antidote. Liam stored.
Alright, I'll take that.
Liam found an antidote. Liam stored.
So, there are encounters here, but they're not awful.
Encounter downs effects of
So let's kind of go scope out what we can scope.
A fear level 15 Bergen attack
you. Oh, a Bergen!
Bergen is a blue fish with white fins. It always carries a small chunk of ice on its back. Go,
so he's water and ice, I believe. So we'll just one-shot him and be done with it.
Airlar dealt 186 damage to Foe Bergen. Foe Bergen has
that
defeated.
Wasn't even
victory.
Nice.
Airlar gained. Obtained 43 gold.
So... I don't know really where I'm supposed to go at this point.
A fear level 18 Hydro Bird attacking.
Oh, Hydro Bird.
Go, Airlar. Choose a Airlar. Airlar has dealt 378 damage to Foe Hydro Bird. Foe Hydro Bird has been defeated. Victory. Airlar gained 186
that
experience
really
points.
Nice.
Obtained 42 gold.
Okay.
Sorry, mate. Just cleaning up a mess here. I'll be gone in just a bit. Oh, and looks like you've got some ketchup on your hand there.
No. So, that's,
Oh. Liam found a still drink. Liam stored the still drink in the
Alright, so I see a door. Can we go in here?
This factory is owned by Manolith Manufacturers Limited. Entrance is restricted to authorized personnel only.
Okay. So I guess we're just gonna... Oh, Lunas.
Go, Airlar. Select the choose. Airlar used. Airlar has dealt 210 damage to Foe Lunas. Foe Lunas has been defeated. Victory. Airlar gained. Obtained 36 gold.
Well, I guess we're just gonna go explore. I don't really know where to go.
Liam found the MegaNet. Liam stole.
I'll take that. Maybe we'll go over here. Oh!
A fear level 15 reef attack you.
Oh, a reef!
Reef looks like a typical shark, except it has one eye on top of its head and another on the bottom. Its yellow coloring serves as a perfect camouflage when swimming over the sandy seafloor in its coastal habitat. It has a flattened head with a short, broad snout, and the second dorsal fin is almost as large as the first. Go, Erwar.
So we're seeing some water types now. And this thing is just wrecking.
Erwar has dealt 411 damage to Foe Reef. Foe Reef has been defeated.
411.
Erwar gained obtained 34 gold.
Let's go check out. I hear ocean.
A fear level 18.
Oh,
I don't attack you. Go, Erwar. Select choose a move. Erwar.
One shot.
Erwar has dealt 384 damage to Foe Hydro Bird. Foe Hydro Bird has been defeated. Victory. Erwar gained 186 experience points. Obtained 42 gold.
Okay. So
select
what?
Inventory. Manopedia. Save game. Manopedia party. Clear Pop Lunas.
Let's see.
Lunar.
There's my Lunas. Let's
select
take out
swap
Lunar.
Manaman. Select the Manaman you want to swap position. Lunas. Erwar.
And swap him with there.
Here, select
the let's try and get him some. So I hear water.
The water is too deep to walk in.
Okay, so I can't swim. I don't really know where I'm supposed to go. I guess we'll just explore and
the
kill everything.
Reef attack you. Go,
all right,
Lunar.
A reef.
Select choose Lunar.
Against Alona. And we'll use Quake and... Oh.
Lunar has dealt 53 damage to Foe Reef. Foe Reef has been defeated. Victory. Lunar gained 94 experience points. Obtained 34 gold.
I don't really know.
The cliffs look out over the ocean.
Oh, cliffs.
You can see seagulls flying beneath you. One wrong step and down you go to your death.
Alright.
A fear level 18 hydro bird attack you.
A birdie.
Go, Lunar.
Now, select the problem is, remember, we can't look. We have to use
Lunar has dealt 39 damage to Foe Hydro Bird. Foe Hydro Bird used water bomb.
Oh, this one.
Foe Hydro Bird has dealt 33 damage to Lunar. Foe Hydro Bird suffered 8 damage from the backlash. So choose Lunar has dealt 44 damage to Foe Hydro Bird. Foe Hydro Bird has been defeated. Victory. Lunar gained 186 experience points. Lunar has increased to level 29. Health has increased by 2. Strength. Lunar now has 10 training points. Lunar is now capable of using the spell Slash, but Lunar already knows 5.
Slash.
Do you want to know?
Yeah,
yes. Select the move
that.
And Slash. Bite.
Why don't we knock out...
Quicken. Claw Swipe. Roar. Claw Swipe.
Claw Swipe.
Lunar can no longer use the spell Claw Swipe. Lunar is now able to use the spell Slash. Obtained 42 gold. The cliffs look out over the ocean. You can see Seagull. One wrong step and down. Oh, hey, the girl said. You all right? Yeah, I said. What are you doing? I asked. Just looking out at the view. I see, I said. Something seemed wrong about the girl. Is everything all right with you? I asked. Sure, of course. Bright sunny day, sea spray in my face, sand beneath my feet, it's a beautiful day, she exclaimed. Though her excitement seemed so insincere. Really? I asked. Of course, she said. I kept looking at her. Well, okay, she said. Truth is, I'm not exactly supposed to be here. I am very nearsighted and have severe hearing loss. My mom doesn't like me to be out here on my own. She's afraid I'll get hurt. You won't tell anyone, will you? She begged. Of course not, I said. I stood there admiring the view a little myself. Though I did not enjoy the view so much. I supposed I'd be afraid of heights for the rest of my life after the scare on Mount Cinder. Right, I'm going to head into town. Want to come with me? I asked. No, she said.
Oh!
An older woman approached us swiftly. Rena, she exclaimed, throwing her arms around the girl. Rena. Tears fell from the woman's eyes. You're not supposed to come out here, you're not allowed. Mom, I'm 13 years old, Rena said angrily. That kid there, he can't be much older than me, he might even be a little younger, and he's going on his own adventure. He's a tamer. How do you know that, Rena? Her mother challenged. Isn't it obvious? Rena said. I suppose so, her mother said on closer inspection.
Set.
But you're different, Rena, I have to protect you. I and my husband wouldn't know what to do if something happened to you. Praise the Agnias, I found you in time. I wasn't in danger, Rena shouted. Rena, you're near a cliff, you could have died. Her mother shot back. I'm nearsighted, not blind, Rena argued.
Overprotective parents.
I see that cliff, I was admiring the view. Stop embarrassing yourself in front of this man and tamer, come on, we're going back to the house. Rena stood there defiantly. Come on, her mother prompted again. Right, Mom, Rena finally said and began to walk away.
Hmm. Well, I guess now we can go to town. That was kind of a buzzkill, wasn't it?
Zephyr level 18 Hydro Bird attack you.
And there's a Hydro Bird. Let's kill it.
Select an action for choose a move. Fight, stand or quicken, stand
Let's
slash.
Let's try
standard.
A slash.
Lunar used slash. Lunar has dealt 63 damage to foe Hydro Bird. Foe Hydro Bird has been defeated.
Yeah.
Victory. Lunar gain. Obtained 42 gold.
All right, well, you know, I think in the next part, I think we're going to go check out town. But, you know, I think this is a good stopping point. We've kind of checked everything out. It's a shorter episode. I realize that. But why don't we save the next town for the next video? Don't forget to click like, click subscribe, click share, leave some comments, tell me how you're doing. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from all of you. So, you know, let me hear from you. Tell me how it's going. And don't forget to follow this channel. When you click share, make sure you set the notifications so you get notified for new videos. These Manamon ones usually go up around 12 p.m. Eastern, so you know they're going to be pretty regular, but hopefully we'll have info on a new second Let's Play soon, along with maybe a Patreon channel. And I don't know, or a Patreon page. I don't know. We'll talk about it. It all depends on you guys. I don't know if I want to put in the effort, but if you guys will help me, then I'll do it. Anyways, thank you so much for watching and or listening. I'll see you guys next time.